getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
All righty, here we go. Time for another round of great old-time music here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, back for another week. How the heck are you doing so far, huh? I guess it all depends what time of the week you're hearing the show and when you decide your week starts. Anyway, I got a stack of polka records here. My mission, of course, is like it is every week, to play that stack of records for you. Got a 78 in here like I do every week. Got a waltz over here. We're going to be in pretty good shape there. I think I am well organized this week. The cold that I've been fighting off for the last 5 weeks is fading away. Still a little bit going on, but way improved, so I'm excited about that. I survived a trip to the dentist this week. I'm excited about that. The only real challenge I have in front of me is when I'm done with today's show, I got a clogged up toilet I got to blast my way through. We'll see how that works out. That never works for me. We've tried everything. We'll discuss toilets more later on in the show. Let's get things rolling. Eddie Habit and the orchestra. Why not? It's the Paintbrush Polka. Go. That's a good one to get things rolling this week, I think. Eddie Habit there with the orchestra. It says with the orchestra, so I thought they should probably get credit too. That's the Paintbrush Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show rolling for another week here. I don't know. I'm in pretty good shape. Let's see if I can keep up the pace. I like it now that this cold is starting to go away. I'm digging it. Hope you're having a good week. Been freezing cold up here in northern Minnesota after we got through December and the first part of January with ridiculously warm temperatures. For our part of the country, anyway, we should never be having 35 or 40 degrees in December up here, but it's been like 16, 18, 20 degrees below zero at night. A little bit normal, but now they're telling us next week back into the mid-30s again. What the heck is going on? I don't know. I'll tell you what, I'm kind of a fan of this global warming. My heat bill is very much appreciating it, you know? All right, let's do Johnny Vadnal and the boys. Here's More and More. We'll be right back.
kiss you. I love you more, more, more and more.
I really mean it.
And when I tell you that I love you, I want to love you more and more.
I don't mean maybe, baby.
Gosh, isn't love just grand?
I'm walking with my honey,
holding you by your hand.
You are my sweetie.
And when I take you home tonight,
aha!
Just love me more and more. Kiss you, I love you more, more, more and more.
I really mean it.
And when I tell you that I love you, I want to love you more and more.
I don't mean maybe, baby.
Gosh, isn't love just grand?
I'm walking with my honey,
holding you by your hand.
You are my sweetie.
And when I take you home tonight,
aha!
Just love me more and more.
There you go, Johnny Vadden, all more and more. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Glad you're with for another week. Same deal every week. I play polka records. How much easier can it get, right? Man, I'll tell you what. It's good to be feeling a little bit better. That's all I got to say so far. I feel like I have important information I should be relating to you already, and I don't think I do. I forget to mention this a lot, though. If you have a request or a dedication, or a question or comment, you're looking for a band or trying to track down a record or somebody else, like, who sang that song? I could try to help you out there. I play requests or whatever, too. You can phone and leave a voice message or a text message at area code 218-259-2985. If that's not your thing, you can email oompahour@aol.com. And we're on the Facebook, too, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. You can communicate with Oompa Hour World Headquarters any of those ways. All right, there. I remembered to say it this week. Here's Lawrence Dukow and the orchestra. This doesn't even say the Red Raven Orchestra on here, just the orchestra. I don't know what the deal is. Here's the Thumbelina Polka.
Thank you.
And there you have it, Lawrence Dukow and the orchestra there, and the Thumbelina Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I still don't think that's spelled right. Thumbelina, T-H-U-M-B-E-L-I-N-A. That's what I got. Doesn't look right. That's that E in the middle doesn't seem right to me. I feel like it should be an A, and then I tried an I, but it's got an E on the record. It's got to be, I don't know, man. Sometimes I overthink everything. That's why I'm so successful. Probably not. Anyway, glad you're along for another round of the Oompa Hour. Here's one we don't hear from very often. Here are the Graniteers and the Chimney Sweep Polka. There you go, the Graniteers there. I have more than that record, but not very many records from the Graniteers here on the old Oompa Hour. I have the Mike Stevens Orchestra coming up. That's another record there aren't very many of. In just a little bit, going to talk about the World of Accordions Museum first, located in Superior, Wisconsin. Imagine, if you will, 1,400 accordions and accordion-style instruments on display in one location. I run into more people. We're about an hour away from the museum where I'm at, where I live, and where I do the show. And I've talked to people who've lived here for 30, 40 years like we have, and they're like, what? There's an accordion museum over there? I never knew that. I don't know what the deal is. It's like, they're not hiding. It's very hard to hide that many accordions. But anyway, if you're going to be in the area of Superior, Wisconsin, or Duluth, Minnesota, right there in the Twin Ports, you might want to put it on your list as a place to visit. You can check it out a little bit online at worldofaccordions.org. They've got some pictures and a ton of information on the website there. So check it out. Maybe add them to your travel schedule for 2024. There's a lot of other things to do in the area. You're right there where you got Duluth Superior. You got the ports. You got the beautiful North Shore and hiking trails and waterfalls and state parks and all kinds of groovy stuff. Check them out, worldofaccordions.org on the interwebs, all right? Here's the Mike Stevens Orchestra. It's the Marianne Polka. We'll be right back.
like Mary Ann. Down by the seaside sifting sand, even little children love Mary Ann. Down by the seaside sifting sand. Sour J's, sour nuts, not enough. Township or Jeshichawa. Wanna pick now, not enough. Township or Jeshichawa.
There you go. I remember that being a pop hit record back in the 50s. I can't for the life of me remember the name of the guy that did it. I think there were a couple of versions that were popular on the radio back in the day. Who was that guy? Man, I can see the picture on the record cover, too, and I can't think of his name. Anyway, there you have the Mary Ann Polka there. That's the Mike Stevens Orchestra here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. You know that is not a big-pressed big time record because it says Mike Stevens Orchestra on there and everything. And it looks like the label was created by typing it on a sheet of paper and running them off. But anyway, good record for Mike Stevens here on the Oompa Hour. Back for another week. Let's do Elmer Scheid and the band. Here's the Barnyard Polka. Elmer Scheid and his band. A lot of thought did not go into the name of the band, actually, but I guess that's perfectly fine. That's the Barnyard Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. Your old-time oldie show happens every week right here. Whether you happen to be listening on a regular old radio, or maybe you're listening to a webcast or a pod stream or a download or a... I have no idea. There's so many different ways. Oh, man, there's so many different ways you can listen to something. I just said, oh, man, because the stack of played records where I just put the Barnyard Polka just tipped over. Hang on, I got to clean up my mess here. I literally had a stack of records fall over. Hang on. Like to run a... Jeez, what a mess. Nothing worse than having a 2-foot stack of 45s fall over. Hang on, I'm getting her straightened out. This is not working. Clearly, I need two hands and I need to be able to reach over there. All right, I think the stack is back. It's not stable. I'm going to start another stack. Let us continue. I don't know what I was talking about now. That caught me by surprise. I didn't see that one coming. Let's do Let Me Call You, Sweetheart, polka version. Normally, you hear that song and you think probably a waltz because it's like, let me call you, sweetheart. But the Polish kid, ha-ha, does it polka style.
Let me hear you whisper that you love me too. Keep the love light glowing in your eyes so true. Let me call you sweetheart, I'm in love with you. When the sunshine turns to twilight each day, then I know tomorrow brings new joy my way. You're the one that makes all of my dreams come true. Let me call you sweetheart, I'm in love with you. Let me call you sweetheart, I'm in love with you. Let me hear you whisper that you love me. Let me call you sweetheart, I'm in love with you. When the sunshine turns to twilight in each day, then I know tomorrow brings new joy my way. You're the one that makes all of my dreams come true. Let me call you sweetheart, I'm in love with you.
There you go. See, let me call you sweetheart. It's a polka. It's the Polish kid. And this is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I've already got a waltz picked out. I'm ahead of the game there. I've already got our 78 of the week picked out, and I'm looking forward to it because it's a super cute record that I've never played before on the show. And, in fact, I haven't listened to it myself in probably, I don't know, 40 years at least. So I got some goodies coming up for you. So hang on, all right? Let's do the Casinos. As long as we're kind of in a romantic mood, it's not even Valentine's Day yet. Here's My Sweetheart, Rosalinda. That's two songs with the word sweetheart in a row. What's going on here?
Sweetheart Rosalinda, and everybody knows that she's in love with me. I'll always love my sweetheart Rosalinda, because I know that she was meant for me. Just 7 days and 7 nights without her is just too long for us to be apart. I hope she never, ever, ever leaves me, because I know that it would break my heart. sweetheart Rosalinda. And everybody knows that she's in love with me. I'll always love my sweetheart Rosalinda, because I know that she was meant for me. Just 7 days and 7 nights without her, it's just too long for us to be apart. I hope she never, ever, ever leaves me, because I know that it would break my heart.
There you have it there, my sweetheart Rosalinda. That's the Casinos. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're along for another week. German style now. It's the Six Fat Dutchmen. Here's the Champagne Polka. There you go, Six Fat Dutchmen, the Champagne Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Happens every week right about this time, wherever you happen to be listening. So glad you're along for another show. Let's do our waltz. Always get a waltz and at least one time into every show, at least one waltz. And the time has come. Dancers, if you're ready, shove the furniture out of the way. Maybe, you know, if you're in the kitchen there, you got a nice tile floor. That'd be good for waltzing. Get the kitchen table out of the way. Maybe you're on the living room there, wherever you're in the den, the family room. Make a little room for a quick little waltz, all right? Here's Jerry Intihar. That's Why You Remember.
Climb into the window. Remember when you
There you go, Jerry Intihar. And that's why you remember here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. There's your waltz for the week. Will there be another one? I never know. You can never tell. I got a big stack of records I grabbed for the show today, and I have a few records that I didn't get to last week, and I got a pile that's fallen off the table here. I'm in real good shape. Let me see here. We already played the Elmer Scheid Band. Seems it would only be fair to play the Earl Schmidt Band, right? I mean, same initials. Here's the Jet Polka. There you go, a little Earl Schmidt Band for you there, the Jet Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with for another show. I feel like I'm forgetting to tell you something important. I already told you how to get in a request and all that kind of stuff. And what else did I do? I got the waltz in there. Still got our official 78 of the week coming up here in just a little bit. But before we get to that, let's have one from Dick Metko and the boys. It's Oh Golly Gosh.
Thank you.
It's Dick Metko and the boys here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Getting ready to go here with our official 78 of the week. Are you ready? I got to make sure I got the needle and everything switched over here. Hang on a second here. I was distracted momentarily. I've been kind of looking to forward to playing this one for the whole show. The record's kind of worn, and she's a little fuzzy around the edges. And the record's not even that old. 1949, according to where I looked it up. I have the Tanner Sisters. You ready for the hopscotch polka? And then in parentheses it says Scotch Hot. So, I don't know. But anyway, I thought this was a very cute, kind of fun record here. And, well, let's just roll it.
Hoppity, hibbity, hoppity, hoppity, who's scotch? Hopscotch.
Oh, you hop a little on your little left shoe. You hop a little on your right one, too. You kick a pebble like the Scotch kids do. That's the hop. Scotch polka. Oh, you hop a little on your little left shoe. You hop a little on your right one too. You don't mind bouncing like a kangaroo to the hop. Scotch polka. It's in and out among the maple trees. It's up and down and then you wave your knees. Your head goes bobbing in the morning breeze to the hop. Scotch polka. Oh, you hop a little on your little left shoe. Then you hop a little on your right one, too. You kick a little pebble like the Scotch kids do. That's the hop, Scotch polka. Let your lassie come along as off you go to the hopscotch song. Sing a lie and sing a leak. It's the hopscotch melody. Let your lassie come along as off you go to the hopscotch song. Sing a lie and sing a leak. It's the hopscotch melody. Oh, you hop a little on your little left shoe. You hop a little on your right one too. You kick a pebble like the Scotch kids do. That's the hopscotch polka.
There's our official 78 of the week there. That's the Hopscotch Polka. That's the Tanner Sisters. Looks like about 1949, so technically 45s did exist then. But anyway, there's our official 78. They always sound great on a 78. That's the official slogan we have for that anyway. Still got a little ways to go here on the Oompa Hour today. Here's another one we haven't heard for a long time. I have Floyd Gronkowski. Gronkowski, yes, I believe that is correct. Here's Return to Me.
Żeby do niej wrócił. Return to me, honey. You can have all my money. You can be my sweetheart. But we shall live. A większą na niebie našu moja ženku, tak smutno bez tebe. You are the one that I love, you were sent from up above. Please say that you will be mine, be mine till the end of time.
Well, there you go, Floyd Grokalski. I always want to put an N in there, and there isn't one. Anyway, return to me. I normally think of Norm Dombrowski and the Happy Notes when I hear that song, but there's another arrangement, another kind of band doing it. So there you go. Let's do a Here's an Oldie But a Goodie. That's one of those things disc jockeys say. It's the Farmer's Wedding Polka, and it's the Ray Henry Orchestra. They have it there, one of those old Dana records. That's Ray Henry and the orchestra. That's the Farmer's Wedding Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. We've reached that point in the show where I need to start paying attention to the clock, because like two or three records ago, I was like, oh, I got a lot of time left. Next thing I know, she's getting a little slim here. What do we have coming up? One of the most creative band names we have. Coming up here in just a minute, but before we do that, we're going to do this.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, I got a couple more records, maybe even three. We'll see how things go here on the show this week. Man, I tell you, I'm not looking forward to getting done with this week's show because my next project is to go fix a clogged toilet. Oh, man. Yeah, we tried all this. Can you ever actually successfully unclog a toilet? I mean, I don't remember my life it ever working. I remember because we've tried plunging. And then somebody said, well, pour like a half a cup of dish soap in there because it'll make all the clogs slippery and it'll whoosh right through. We tried that. Didn't work. Then somebody said, oh, put in a bunch of baking soda and vinegar and it'll burble and foam and it'll clean it right out. And that didn't work. And then, of course, there was the old plunger routine, which not only did that not work, but then we were told, oh, don't do that because you can blow out the wax ring and you'll have a leak. Well, that didn't happen, but it didn't work. And then what else did we try? Everybody has an idea. None of it seems to work. None of their ideas are called the plumber, however. I've noticed that. What were some of the other ideas? I'm trying to remember now because we tried them all. And now I stopped at the store today and I got myself one of those... A toilet auger. It's like a snake, but it's got a thing that bends it and it goes in. Next week, I'll report if it worked or not, or if we had to call the guy. Because you always try to avoid calling the guy, and I'm sure the plumbers hate that. But, you know, if you can fix it with a $15 doodad from the hardware store, why wouldn't you, right? I don't know. Anyway, this is a great name for a band because you know right where they're from. I have the 7 Days and Seven Nights Polka. It's Larry Demmel and his Thumb Area Band. And you know, with a group named the Thumb Area Band, you know that they're from the Thumb of Michigan, right? Only possible answer, right? There you go. Larry Demmel and his Thumb Area Band right there. How'd you like to live in the Thumb of Michigan? Huh? Because, you know, it looks like a mitten. The whole state looks like a mitten, but some people are stuck in the Thumb. I don't know, but kind of cracks me up every time I see that one. Thought I'd have time for two more records. I got time for one more record, but darn it, I'm going to do it. I think this is my favorite version of the Peanuts Polka. I don't know why. It just seems like it's my go-to. When I need the Peanuts Polka, and sometimes you do, This is the version I go to. The first version I ever knew was Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass from that Whipped Cream album that they put out in, what, 68? And that's just because I was a trumpet player, and my parents bought me that record when I was a kid, because Herb Albert was a trumpet player. I don't know. Anyway, and so they bought me all the trumpet playing records. But at the time, I didn't even know what a polka was, really. So I didn't identify it as a polka, but I thought it was a pretty catchy tune. But when I need a copy, when I need the Peanuts polka for something, I always go for the Art Perko Orchestra. And I don't know if in the world of polka music that's considered one of the definitive versions or not, but it's my favorite version of the Peanuts polka, so here's Art Perko and his orchestra. Art Perko Orchestra there. That is the Peanuts Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and the old clock on the wall says, hey, it's time to wrap up the show. You ran out of minutes. Darn it anyway. But that's all right. I got my stack of records fixed up here, and I'm ready to go for next week already. So we'll see you then, you know.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. The station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.